Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Today, first time of the year, talking with Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team. Well, Kevin, it just seems like it was yesterday that we were talking about what are you going to do with the loss of Alira Carpenter and some of the other great seniors that you lost from last year's squad, and I guess we'll find out. It's already here. Obviously, an exciting time every year at this time of the year for a coach.
Yeah, we're real excited to get started every season. New season, you know, brings a lot of excitement to the players and coaches, and we're just looking forward to getting it going.
Yeah, I was joking with George Pfeiffer recently and during the coaches show that I admitted I'm kind of a junkie when it comes to preseason polls and things of that nature. I think they make for great water cooler conversation and what have you. That being said, I think they're probably not worth the paper they're printed on. And I know that you were picked towards the, at the second half of the conference standings. Obviously, a lot of that has to do with the fact that you did lose three of your top four scorers, including the all-time leading scorer in Alira Carpenter. And the fact that GNAC is, frankly, no two ways about it, is just a very, very tough conference. But let's get it out of the way. Just comment on the GNAC poll in terms of where you're at and just what you generally think of the poll that came out recently.
Well, I think the polls, I just take with a grain of salt. If it doesn't really matter where you're ranked. We like our team a lot. This year we've lost some real key players in the four seniors that we had a year ago, but that just happens with graduation. We're excited about who we have here, and the GNAC is, at least in the last couple years since we've been in it, is very balanced. The difference from third to fourth to fifth to sixth has been a game or two. So I think we can make some noise in the league. The challenge is just winning consistently at home and then having breakthroughs on the road. And if we do that, I think we'll be in great shape.
Obviously, one of the things the polls can't measure, and they go a lot by what happened the year before and who was lost and what have you, but they can't really measure what a team did during the off season. Were you pleased with the way the gals worked during the off season and the shape they came into camp?
Yeah, I'm very encouraged with the way we returned. I think a lot of our returners are much better players than they were a year ago. They're stronger, and I think they're going to show that on the court, but until we do it in a game situation, it's hard to say. But I really like the chemistry of this team and the versatility of them, and I think people are really going to like watching them play.
Obviously, five new players on the roster when you take a look at it, compared to last year. A lot of letter winners coming back. But when you take a look at the five new players, are you glad at least? And, of course, you did have an exhibition game, which we'll talk about here in a minute. But are you pleased with the way they're fitting into this whole mix?
Yeah, they're doing a great job. First of all, anytime you come to a new place, it just takes time to get comfortable with the surroundings and your teammates, and they're just quality student athletes. We have one junior in Sarah McNamee, and then the other four are freshmen. So far, I've been very pleased with them. They're just great people and getting better all the time, and I think whether they develop or how fast they develop that question still has to be answered.
We'll be back with the second part of the Coach's Show right after this.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with five Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company, on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team, Kevin Wooden. Kevin, already got a game under your belt, just an exhibition in Bozeman against Montana State this past Sunday. Fell a little bit short in that one, 71-59. I noticed the game was actually pretty close throughout. I'll just throw it right back at you. Generally pleased with the performance on the part of your team, despite falling a little bit short against a very good Cats team?
Yeah, we started the season well. We jumped up. We scored the first 4 points of the game and forced them into a timeout. And I just liked the way that our players competed throughout the evening. I think the first half ended, we were two down, and the game really was a single-digit game almost the entire way. Down the stretch, we struggled a little bit with foul trouble. We had three starters foul out. I think both Kayla and Chantel fouled out between 10 and 7 minutes, so we made our last little run actually with them on the bench. That's nothing I would like to get used to, but I was really pleased that Sarah McNamee hit a couple big threes to bring us back, we actually had a shot to tie it at less than 5 minutes, and it was just a great opportunity for our players, and I thought they really played hard and did a good job.
One thing that surprised me, I was looking at the stats, and obviously an issue that, you know, I would imagine from the standpoint of shooting percentage, probably a little bit lower than what you would like, but I would imagine some of that certainly had to do with Montana State's defense. But you actually rebounded very well against the Bobcats, and I know that you're not a real tall team this year. That's probably one of the big issues you're going to have to face, but it looks like you did a pretty good job on the boards against the Division I program.
Yeah, we did. The height isn't directly related to, sure, to rebounding. It definitely makes it a little easier, but we have good solid size throughout our lineup. We just don't have any, you know, 6'3", 6'4", person that are on the defensive glass. And until Melissa Porter, when she joins us from volleyball, she'll give us a different kind of presence inside. But we really have to do it by committee, and it just all has to come from being aggressive and just having that will to do it. And I think this team understands that we need that to be a strength and definitely not a weakness. So I was very pleased with our performance on the boards, and my coaches have done a good job of preparing those players in their rebounding so far.
Was really impressed last year. As you know, I talked about her a lot. Callie Kaltzman coming back for her sophomore season. She had a nice double-double for you. Obviously, whatever work she put in during the offseason at least showed up in that first game.
Yeah, Callie's really worked hard. She had a good freshman season. She plays very aggressive, and she's has a lot of different things that she can do. She really doesn't have a weakness. She can play inside or outside, and I look for her to have a great season.
You made an interesting point. You mentioned Melissa Porter, and I'm really looking forward to Melissa this year because I've been watching her in volleyball, and I realize it's two totally different sports, but there are some similarities in terms of athleticism and things of that nature. And one thing that I've noticed during the volleyball season is her footwork has gotten so much better as the year goes on. Obviously, the fact that she's going to be joining you a little late is always a little catch-up time, but she's somebody that really could be a force underneath for you, I would think.
Yeah, I think Melissa's going to be a big key to our team, and will help us, to continue to get better. And I look for her to feel really comfortable as we get close to the conference season. She's much more comfortable with our team than she was a year ago. Last year, she just joined the team. And she prepared her whole summer just to be a volleyball player, and she just joined the team at the last minute. This year, she knew that she was going to play both sports in the off season, and she prepared accordingly. And I can just see her confidence level has really improved in her volleyball this year. She's had a very nice season in the fall, and I think that will confidence is going to carry on to her basketball. And we look forward to having her because she's going to provide us with some interior defense and depth that we really need.
Couple of players that really stand out too. Kayla Ryan, I thought she had a great sophomore season, but obviously Chantel Marcus coming into her senior year, arguably as good a defensive guard as there is in the GNAC, I would think.
Yeah, Shan is, just can change a game with her aggressiveness on both ends of the floor, and I know she's going to have a super season. She had some off-season shoulder surgery and is 100% healed from that. And last year, she was just pretty sore with that throughout the year. So I'm very encouraged by that, and she sets the tempo for our team, she's the catalyst for what we want to do. And then her versatility, we hope that she's able to be effective in different spots on the floor offensively and not just play outside.
Obviously, as we get into the year and get into some games, we'll talk about more players from an individual standpoint. But when we come back, we'll take a look at the schedule, including this Friday's game against Montana Western. That's coming up on the third part of the Coach's Show with Kevin Wooden.
Your Billings, Sheridan, Cody Yellow Book Yellow Pages is packed with buying information, complete Yellow Pages, business and residential White Pages, community information, area maps, money-saving coupons, even a restaurant menu section. And the easy-to-read format helps you find whatever you are looking for. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Yellow Pages reach your potential customers at the exact moment they are ready to buy. For more information about promoting your business in the Billings Yellow Book, call 1-800-YB-YELLOW. Yellow Book, not the other book.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Kevin Wooden about the Montana State Billings women's basketball team. Already one game under their belt, an exhibition against Montana State. And coming up on Friday, November 6th, they'll be taking on Montana Western in an exhibition. And then another exhibition on Tuesday. This one will be just down the road at the Fortin Center against Rocky Mountain College. Let's talk a little bit about your schedule, obviously, which has been pretty much the rule of thumb for your program, a pretty tough schedule. But you pleased with the way it kind of shaped up for you as you head into the season?
Yeah, I think our schedule is going to prepare us for our conference season, which is really the first and foremost thing that it does. We're able to play three exhibition games to get us ready for our non-league, and then we have several games throughout November and December to get ready for conference. We're going to be able to start with three games the week of November 15th through the 21st, and all three of those are at home, which gives us an opportunity to maybe get off to a good start and build some confidence, because we have a lot of new players and we're going to have three new starters. But I think it's spread out enough that we can have a very successful preseason.
Talk about the next two games, Montana Western coming up on Friday, and then Rocky Mountain College the next Tuesday. Two NAIA schools, but certainly that doesn't guarantee anything. They play some good basketball in the Frontier Conference. What are you kind of hoping to see from your girls over the next couple of games?
Well, I hope we are able to establish the tempo and style that we want to play at. We have a lot of versatile players, and defensively we want to extend the court a little bit farther than maybe we did a year ago. I think we have a much more balanced attack offensively, where a lot of different players can step up and give us a few baskets, and hopefully that will work towards us. We just need to establish consistency on that end. Both schools that we're going to play are very good. Western Montana has a new coach, and Rocky is always a fun game for us to play, and we look forward to both of these games to get ready for our November 15th opener.
Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Rocky Mountain College, for Montana State Billings women's basketball, as they get set for a game this Friday at Al Turowitz Gym against Montana Western, and then Tuesday, November 10th, at Rocky Mountain College, both those games, exhibition games. Kevin Wooden, thank you so much, and best of luck this season.
Thanks, Ken.
Been the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Kevin Wooden. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.